Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. No one has the recipe for a successful relationship. If they did, it would not only be in constant demand, but also prove impossible to put an ultimate value upon it. Yet God offers just such a permanent relationship with each and every one of us. How is it I've been so slow to grasp its significance? I've been a Christian for over 45 years, the majority of which on reflection were gaining sufficient traction to move out of the pits and onto the racetrack. I've ditched God on a few occasions, drawn by some distraction that caught my eye and subsequently my heart. I've of course always presented my best Christian face, yet this has too often been little more than a mask hastily constructed to conceal the confusion and pain that raged within. Yet the great news is that God does not rush to any swift judgment because of my apparent waywardness. After all, why would God need to, since he knows more about me than I will ever know about myself? It seems, however, that our humanity is wired toward criticism, most notably of others, yet equally of ourselves. Perhaps it's a British thing, but complaint and a glass half empty perspective on life appears to be seeded deep within our DNA. Even when asked how we are, we respond, "I can't complain." Disappointed we're missing out on an opportunity to moan. I've taken quite some time to throw off the sarcasm and cynicism such criticism births. For too long I confused being clever with being a master of the quick and sharp reply. Time has taught me to quieten my inner critic and wait in quietness for God's presence. In fact, I've discovered that life is only ever complete when in God's presence or in hot pursuit of my Lord. So in this latter season of my life, I've settled within my heart that I'm to live for God and simply and quietly follow in Jesus' footsteps, the one who modelled filial obedience from which we might each learn. God will never ask me to turn back or take my leave. There are many voices that, with varying degrees of insistence, appeal to my wandering heart. Here I have decisions to make. Recently, I've become far better placed to say yes to God and deny myself. In fact, my greatest contentment is hanging out with God. The normal weft and woof of daily life appears to be draining of all colour. It is with a growing sense of detachment that I feel somewhere between heaven and earth. Yet I know in a way I've never known before that heaven is where my heart is and where my heart longs to be. As we enter into the God space today, following Jesus is really quite simple. Like Ruth, it's a matter of taking a decision to go wherever God leads without fearing the consequences. Will you follow? Amen. Today I have a deep sense of commitment and contentment in Christ. I've little way of measuring the value of so many years that lie behind me, but I remain confident and comfortable in following Jesus, and that my final threshold must soon be coming into view. Please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope, follow along with these daily meditations at home, and join me this Sunday at 1 o'clock for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.